Good morning. It's November 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. And the music you're listening to is the 18th variation on a theme by Paganini by Rachmaninoff, played by the Rinaldi String Quartet. Today's title, appropriately enough, is Shifting. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. Ecclesiastes 3:1, NIV. When people say that they have heard I am a violinist, I tell them, oh no, I wish that were the case, but actually I have simply played the violin for the last 5 years. I would call myself perhaps a beginning intermediate, but I am not sure that my teacher would be so generous. While a violin has only 4 strings, it also has no frets. That means your fingers must learn exactly where to be placed in order to achieve the correct tone. The further one reaches up the fingerboard toward the purfling, or the edge of the instrument's body, the higher the pitch of the note. But since we only have 4 fingers on the strings, and 3/4 of the notes couldn't be reached with your pinky without moving your entire hand, the violinist can move or shift positions up the fingerboard as needed. The position of the hand is where the hand hovers to place the fingers on the desired correct pitches. There are usually 5 positions spoken of, but virtually all the notes can be played by shifting up to the 2nd and 3rd positions. But for the beginner, shifting is difficult. The hand must move smoothly and rapidly to each new position, and the fingers have to be placed exactly, quickly, firmly enough, and without touching other strings. Furthermore, once the notes in first position on the G, D, A, and E strings become second nature, it's hard to assign your fingers to the new notes of a new position mentally. In short, shifting needs to be learned and practiced by repeating the motions over and over again. Shifting in life can be even harder. We tend to get wrapped up in our work or schooling, focused on achievement or acquisition, and we lose the ability to slow down and smoothly shift positions to the notes in our lives that are actually the most important. Matthew 6:19, Hebrews 13:5. Our challenges at work may keep us in high gear physically and emotionally, and then we forget to stop when we come home to spouse and family or have an afternoon or weekend off. We need to be reminded that there are not only seasons in life, but in a way, seasons in every day. It takes a conscious effort to learn where our fingers go when we shift from home to work to home again, even if we work from home and don't change locations physically. There needs to be a time for work, a time for play, a time for each relationship, including our relationship with the Lord. Jesus understood this. Frequently, he would draw away from the crowds, and sometimes even the disciples, in order to commune with his Father and to be alone with his thoughts. Mark 1:35, 6:46, Luke 6:12. He took time to preach publicly, Matthew 13:1-3, but also time to teach his disciples privately, Luke 9:18. He took time to relax and have meals with his closest friends, but also he took time to travel to those in need, Luke 19:5. Think about your day yesterday and practice any shifts that come to mind. When was your last date with your spouse? Ephesians 5:25, 1 Peter 4:8. When was the last time you spent time alone with each of your children or grandchildren? Proverbs 17:6. When was the last time you took the time to stop and thank the people that help you every day, whether at home or at work? Ephesians 1:15-17. The more you practice shifting to find the right pitch in your relationships, and yes, that means prayer and study as well, 2 Timothy 3:16, the better your everyday performance will be. Remember, when the tourists on the street in New York City ask, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" the answer is always practice, practice, practice. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let your indwelling spirit help us to shift up and down the fingerboard every day, practicing just the right tones for work, play, study, and prayer. Learning to shift means learning to love others and you, Lord, better and better. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.